Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and this is the latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Monday podcast, and we are here to help people who have basic English improve their language skills so that they can speak more fluently. If you like what we're doing, then like us on Facebook and tell your friends and your family about us. The more listeners we have, the more material we'll put out there for you. One of the things that I enjoy doing for Adept English podcasts is travelogues. A travelogue is a brief account of an experience of travel which you have. For me, it's an opportunity to talk about a personal experience, and for you, it's an opportunity to listen to authentic spoken English without knowing what I'm going to talk about. You don't know what the context is, and it means I use a variety of vocabulary, and it's a surprise. You can test yourself. And with vocabulary, as you know, you pick it up gradually as you go along. So, last weekend, I spent 3 nights in Bournemouth. I was there in part because that's where my elder daughter is at university. But we decided to do a mini break there because Bournemouth is a nice town and it's by the sea. A mini break just means a short break, a short holiday, a change from normal life. So this break was courtesy of Airbnb. I love Airbnb. It's great that you don't have just the choice of hotels and guest houses, especially as many hotels charge a lot for just a couple of nights. And you have to pay a great deal to have an experience which is very standardised and bland. Bland, B-L-A-N-D, means something that's uninteresting, a bit tasteless and standard. The same everywhere. So unless you pay a lot, your hotel room is likely to be bland and standard. But Airbnb is where ordinary people make their houses or flats available to rent just for a few days at a time. So it can be a bit random. That means surprising or strange, but often in a good way. And it's great because it doesn't cost so much as a hotel, so you can have more holidays, more trips away. You'll probably have much more space too than in a hotel room, with space to cook and eat and lounge, rather than just a bedroom and a bathroom, like in a hotel. It's also interesting to get a sense of other people's houses and other people's lives. So we stayed in a really nice flat in Bournemouth, a really big flat actually, quite nice and sunny with spacious rooms. What wasn't spacious, though, was the parking space. I just about got my car into it, but I needed to allow an extra 5 minutes every time I wanted to park. So, what does Bournemouth have to offer? Well, it's a British seaside town or resort, which feels really buzzy and alive. Sometimes British seaside resorts can feel a bit sad, as though they were popular a long time ago. And now they're past their best time, their heyday. But Bournemouth is helped by a number of factors. It's actually got 2 universities, Bournemouth University and Bournemouth Arts University. So there's a huge student population. And this makes the average age much younger. It's evident when you're out that there are a lot of students, which I like. It makes a town feel young. It's also one of the sunniest and warmest places in Britain, as it's on the south coast in the county of Dorset. They even claim that it's got a microclimate, that it's warmer and sunnier there than the surrounding areas. It's also got a really nice south-facing beach, which is part of the same beach shared by Boscombe and all the way to Sandbanks. so the sandy beach stretches for about 9 miles. There's a pier, P-I-E-R. That is a long walkway that stretches out into the sea. That's a very traditional British seaside piece of architecture. Places like Blackpool, Brighton, Weston-super-Mare, Llandudno, Southend, all famous British resorts which have a pier. However, I must say, apart from a few fishermen, there isn't that much on Bournemouth Pier. Apart, that is, from being able to abseil from the top of the pier to the ground, to the beach. I haven't done it, it's maybe for another trip, but you can abseil from the end of the pier to the beach. To abseil? Well, that's like what you do to practice for a parachute jump. You're suspended on a wire and you zoom along at high speed, also quite high up. Looks like fun. Also in Bournemouth, there used to be a tethered hot air balloon. Tethered means on a rope, which you could experience in the summer months. It was in the gardens just behind the pier. And it gave you a really good view of Bournemouth and the surrounding areas. But I don't think it's operating at the moment. Maybe it'll return. There's also a really good shopping centre and lots of places to eat out, which we did, of course. One place that we like going to is Harry Ramsden's for fish and chips. Very traditional British, and it's right on the seafront. So cod chips and mushy peas is always good. And also, I quite like their pie and mash and gravy. We also ate at Wagamama's just for variety on one of the other nights, popular with my children who like the food but also get to play with chopsticks there. So what else was there to do in Bournemouth? Well, we visited the Russell Coates Museum and Art Gallery. Now, this isn't the Tate Gallery, I must stress. You probably wouldn't travel to Bournemouth just to visit this, unless you really, really like Victorian style. But it was a treat for the eyes. There's quite a bit of art and a lot of Oriental pottery, so Chinese and Japanese porcelain. But the real treat is the house itself. It's built on a clifftop, overlooking the sea, with rotundas. That means lots of rooms with round windows. Windows that curve round 180 degrees to catch the sun and the beach and the sea view. It really is a dream house if you like beautiful old-fashioned buildings with a sea view. It's a house designed by two very artistic Victorians. The other main attraction that we visited, an attraction is something which attracts tourists like us, was the Oceanarium, O-C-E-A-N-A-R-I-U-M. That's a made-up word, but it comes from the word ocean, O-C-E-A-N, which means sea. And the Oceanarium has lots of sea creatures, lots of animals which live in the sea which you can view. So the Oceanarium in Bournemouth has been there for many years. And its particular thing is that you look through glass to see the animals under the water in their natural environment. So one of the animals that we enjoyed seeing most was the otters. Otters are brown and they're mammals with big whiskers and they do a lot of swimming. They eat fish. They're native to the UK and they're very appealing to watch, rather like monkeys. They play a lot. But there were also sharks and penguins, piranhas and seahorses, jellyfish, stingrays and a huge loggerhead turtle. That's a turtle which was bigger than my dustbin lid. And all of them could be seen swimming underwater, which was really great. In one part, you can even see sharks and turtles swimming over the top of your head. As ever, my daughters both worried. Have they got enough room? Is the tank big enough? But I think that the Oceanarium in Bournemouth has won awards for its efforts for conservation. And the laws are quite strict on animal welfare in the UK. So I think the animals are probably fine there. I hope so anyway. So I hope that gives you a taste of a British seaside resort. And if you're ever visiting the county of Dorset on the south coast in the UK, It's well worth a trip to Bournemouth. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.